There was a 90-year-old man in South Carolina that was asked the question, have you lived in South Carolina your entire life? And he replied, not yet. We sometimes forget that both our character and our life are not rooted in cement. They are malleable, changeable. They react to the different forces in life and the different convictions that we have within our life. There was a man who once said, every one of our devices that we use, our phone, our laptop, our tablet, our computer, our car, and even our house needs to be recharged, re-energized. And so does our spiritual life. We as a person need to be recharged with the energy of God's grace, of the companionship of people of faith, which we call church, of gathering together. This morning I had a blessing for people who are going on a bike ride to the church in Hunter. They were riding from here to there, and I told them it's much easier now that the wheels are round. But this recharging of our spiritual life is important because it needs to be honest and sincere. When we read the Psalms are very gutsy prayers from our Jewish brothers and sisters. The Psalms don't often begin with, hey, it's a beautiful day. They often begin with, God, what's going on? Where are you? I'm dying. Help me. My bones are crushed. My heart cries out. Where are you? Remember, if I fail, they're going to blame you. And this is the kind of honesty you need in prayer. And sometimes I think when we get mad, we pray more sincerely because we tell God exactly what we need. But prayer with God is not a menu. God is not a waiter. And people in today's gospel were sort of approaching prayer that way. Did you ever notice that in the gospel there are a lot of people following Jesus? Why do they follow him? He gives out free food. He does miracles. He's exciting to be around. Not a bad talker either. But when it comes time for the crucifixion, where were all those people that were cured, that were fed? So our prayer with God should not be a relationship based on what can God get out of him. Well, I sat in prayer, nothing happened. I guess God's not there. Imagine if people thought that way about you. I don't want to be your friend. I don't want to get to know you. I don't care about your life. What can I get out of you? That's the attitude we sometimes bring to prayer. How would you feel if people approach you that way? The ancient Christians used to define prayer as a dialogue, as hanging out with God. Our true friends are those friends who are with you through thick and thin, people who you feel comfortable just being with. Prayer should be like that. God's grace, his influence on our life. The goal should not be, what can God do for me? He's not a trained monkey. We should be thinking, how can I become better by simply being with God? There's an old story about a farmer who used to go to the field early every morning and stopped in a chapel on the way. And he would put his instruments, his sai or whatever he had, and he would go inside and after 5 or 10 minutes would go to work. And one time the people asked him, what do you do in that chapel? And all he said was, I look at God and God looks at me. What a beautiful vision of prayer and recharging our spiritual energy to say, I love praying with my God, not because I ask him for things, not because he gives me things, but I enjoy spending time with my Savior, and the graces that he gives me are enough for me. Simply being with our Savior should be enough, because being with someone changes you. And in Ukrainian, there's a saying, "С ким пристаєш, таким стаєш." Who you hang out with is the person you become. Hang out with God, not because you can get stuff, but because you can become someone great. Слава Ісусу Христу!